Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm joined by the fabulous Sex with Emily team. Want to know what it's really like to work here? Do we only talk about blowjobs all day long? What's the greatest lesson they've learned about sex? And what do their parents think about their job? All this and more. We're answering your questions. We're talking about our favorite toys. This is a goodie. Thanks for listening. There's just something about the fall that makes me feel like cuddling up with an old friend. And hey, you guys may have some fun memories too. Yes, I'm talking about The Intensity by Pour Moi. The Intensity is an amazing product that has made a serious impact on my life. Let me rewind a bit to explain. The Intensity was originally developed as a medical device to cure, yes, cure incontinence issues. You know, like you sneeze and you pee. Because these issues typically stem from a weakened pelvic floor, the Intensity works by applying gentle electrostimulation directly to that muscle group, giving you an amazingly effective Kegel workout. And you all know how I feel about Kegel exercises. And for a little plot twist, the makers learned that the product's only real side effect was an intense orgasm. So realizing the Intensity was a winning combination of utility and pleasure, they enhanced it with a powerful vibration and a clitoral stimulator. The result, much more than a sex toy. It's a product that has changed my sex life. I mean, G-spot orgasms, anyone? The Intensity combines two things I love and talk about all the time, Kegel exercises and orgasms. To find out how it can change your sex life, click on the Intensity banner on my website or go to pourmoi.com. That's pourmoi.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can find out everything there. You can find ways to follow me on social media. It's Sex with Emily pretty much across the board, and we're very active in all the mediums. Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Friendster. What else do we do? Facebook.com/sexwithemily. And also, it just... I can't tell you how much it means and how much it helps us when you just subscribe to the show. You might listen to the show, but if you just press the subscribe button, it won't change your life at all, except for the fact it won't change your computer, like your phone's life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People think it's going to take up all the data on your phone if you subscribe because the episodes come in, but they're on the cloud, like only if you download it. And so you can leave your place. I love this point. Go back to the point in the podcast you already listened to. Plus it helps us in life.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just so excited for today's show. I'm just going to bring them all in here because it's like they're my appendages. Okay. So in a really lovely way. I love my Sex with Emily team. I have to say that I've been doing this for 11 years and most of the time I was alone in my living room having a heart attack trying to figure out how I was going to make a business out of this. But that took a long time to figure out. And I always had interns helping me because, you know, I couldn't really afford to have staff and there's just been a lot of twists and turns, but I have to say Sex with Emily is stronger than ever, meaning I love our content, I love our shows, and I have to say it is because I have the most amazing team. And that's not easy. Anyone who has a business or you even work in a company, you know, like it's hard to find people that are like that you like working with, that really care about the job and the mission, and they're just hilarious and fun, and we do have a good time here. So I thought, you know what, let's all do a show together. So hear what they've learned, talk about their toys. I mean, it's pretty fun, right? I mean, they can tell me maybe like what something sucks. Sometimes you got to like, you know, sucks? Nothing sucks here.
Nothing sucks here.
The only thing that sucks is
I'll leave.
Like,
you can talk about it.
There's only like one way to say anal sex, and that really has been a problem for
it's
me.
That's
really
true. Hard. It makes it hard to write about it. Yeah.
No, that is true. Okay, so one of this, we'll get to that. That is a real, okay. So I knew that this show, there'd be so many, but seriously, we're like, okay, what's another way to say spice it up if we're writing about couples, right? Like light the flame under her, like spice things up, or how many different ways to say penis or anal, exactly. The anal sex month in August is tough for us.
Oh my
we're
God.
We're like backdoor play.
Yeah, backdoor action, just putting it in your back. Damn it, it's all there is.
So that's tough. Okay, but let me go around and just introduce the team so you can recognize their voices, and then we're just going to get on with this awesome show. So producer Madison, you probably recognize her voice. She's been on the show before.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Madison. I love Madison. Madison, you've all actually started as interns here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So lest you think I just rape and pillage my interns.
Yeah.
Some of them get to stay on. Yeah. Some of them do. If they're good enough and they, I'm kidding. No, if they're, I was going to say, if you, can come up with enough euphemisms for masturbation, you can stay. Okay. So Madison, you're awesome. I love you.
Oh,
and, do you want to go around now and.
Yeah. Let's get to know. Cause people know all about me. I'm old news, but
okay.
Let's,
Jamie.
Hi guys. I've been on the show a couple times, talking about different sex toys, but I've been here for about a year now. I love it. It's awesome. Super fun. I love being on the show too. It's really good.
It is exactly a year. And if you look at my Instagram, Jamie is my woman crush Wednesday because she has been here a year. It's awesome. And what do you do mostly?
I do writing and I mostly do all the video editing.
Okay. And Eddie.
Hi guys.
He's the comeback kid.
I am. I actually started interning here last summer and I came back this year. And I think it's been about 6 months.
Wow. Yeah, that you've been back?
No.
No,
I've
total.
Been back for 6 months total.
Okay.
But it feels like a year because I didn't disappear after I interned. I kept coming back and like stalking you.
I always say, right, exactly, which I love. Once you leave here, and I always say this to people who leave, like even if you leave, I feel like, you know, which so sad. No, but you're always part of the team. Like you're always in.
Definitely.
It's a family. Like we're not just like. It's not, I mean, at least I hope, you know, sometimes it's just a freaking job. You got to do stuff, but it's like, I love your support and we're always, you're always welcome. And here, Eddie stalked me enough that he's back now with a job.
I did. I made my way in.
You did. Good job. Okay. So, I just want to thank you all for participating in this. And, so it is October. Okay, it's October. We've got Halloween in like 10 days now. But what we've been doing all month long is we're taking the freak out of freaky sex. This month, we're looking at ways people explore your sexuality. So fetish, fantasy, no matter what turns you on, it's all good here. So we've been doing some great blogs this month. So you can check out our website and social media about all things kinky sex. And we want to hear from you. And if you email us, you might win a sexy prize because we're doing a month-long giveaway. So what is your hottest fantasy? Like the one that you're like, oh, that's my go-to fantasy. This is always going to get me off. We want to hear. Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can win a sexy prize like the Magic Wand Original, something from WeVibe, which we love. So yeah, we're getting freaky here. You guys have been writing some great blogs. And I want you to know too, the other thing about my team is that they write amazing content on the site. So their own personal stories. We write news stories. There's a lot on the site. So if you haven't been there yet and you're a reader and you're at work, you're like, God, I can't listen to Sex with Emily at work. Although I know a lot of you do, go to our website because you can definitely do that at work.
Yeah, looks good. It's
much more interesting than Facebook.
Looks good on the cell phone too. We got that mobile site going.
We got, so, yeah. You can, yeah, 2016, we got the mobile site going. Exactly. We love that. We use Bing, but besides that, we're totally up to date. Okay, you guys, so how has your October been? Let's talk about your freakiness. What have you been doing to take the freak out of it?
So I'll start, and then I actually met a guy who has a foot fetish on Scruff, which is like a gay dating app. And he was really shy about like wanting to come out about it, and he's like, not a lot of guys are into it, and like I want to know if you are. So I don't have a foot fetish, and I never knew it could be something really interesting. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to let him come over. I'm home alone. Like, why not? It was my birthday weekend. So I was like, hey, why not? Like a little birthday treat. So he came over and I was like,
happy birthday.
Yeah, right. Thank you. And I didn't know how to do it. I was like, so like, what do you want? Like, do you want me to keep my shoes on? Like, do you want to take them off? So he did. And like, he like started smelling my socks. And then he was like, oh, like, is it okay if like I lick your toes? And I was like, yeah.
I was just talked about licking. Exactly. Didn't know that you just had your toes licked.
I know. God. I perked up when you said that because I was like, oh my God, like I just had that. And it was amazing.
See?
Our feet are actually really sensitive, guys. I didn't know that.
Wow. No, they are. So wait, did you shower and scrub and get a pedicure before?
No, he said that's kind of part of his fetish. He likes smelly feet. Not that mine were bad, but he's like, oh, they smell good. And I was like,
did you shower everything but your feet? Like leave them outside the shower so your feet would be extra smelly?
Okay. I think I had showered just earlier in the day. And then like he came at night. And then he's like, oh, they smell bad. But like for me, that's good. Not like bad, but just like he likes it because it's like manly or something.
So did you like, okay, I want to understand. So you were fully, he came in. He's like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
And then he comes to your house. Yeah. Or you went to his house. Your parents weren't home.
He came to my house. They weren't at my house. Sorry, guys. If you guys hear this, I don't have boys over all the time, Mom. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Mom. He lives with his parents. But it's cool because you do. So he comes over. Yes. And does he bring you like wine or food or?
No, he didn't bring anything. It was like a total like random. I think it was a Friday. He came in. Like we didn't take our clothes off or anything. It was very normal. We had just like a normal conversation, but my feet were in his mouth.
So that's right away, thing. Like, was there making, did you make out first?
No, he actually doesn't care for like anal sex, like masturbating together or like
just
kissing.
Feet. So you just laid down on the couch, took your,
yeah.
And he like licked them and
pressed
them?
Yeah, he licked them. He put them on his face. Like, oh, like you have really nice feet. Like I've never seen them so nice. And I was like, oh my God, like I didn't even know.
I know. Did you get turned on?
At first I was like, okay, like I'm figuring it out. And then I invited him for a second date to try it out again on Sunday. Wow. And I actually really did like it.
See, this is the thing with sex. Sometimes the first time something's new. So, you know, new experience, your adrenaline's going. It's kind of hard to get into. But then the second time it turned you on or it felt.
It did the first time. But I was like, well, I need to like make sure
the second
time.
Right, the second time though. But you said, good.
So I'm ready to experiment more maybe the next time.
I love this.
That's what it's
about. And you've been writing some great blogs too about, well, we'll get into that. I have some more things to say about your blogs. Okay. So what about anyone else freaky?
Go for it, Madison. Well, okay, so I'm probably, which is the weirdest about me, but I'm the most vanilla person in the office, I would say. Like,
no.
Definitely. No, it's true. It's fine. I'm okay with it, guys. But it doesn't mean I can't, you know, appreciate it and like enjoy it as a third party. I'm fascinated by all things related to sex, but I'm not necessarily like the kinkiest person in my home life. And so I was like, oh, like Eddie's going to explore, like, you know, he's going to explore fetishes and stuff like that. And like my homework for myself this month is to work on fantasies because I don't have one. And that to me seems weird because I'm like, fantasies are so important. Like, you know, like my cerebral knowledge of fantasies. I'm like, oh, it's so important. Like you need it for your fantasy life, better masturbation, better sex. And then I come home and I'm like, what is my fantasy? And all I can conjure up are these like jokey ideas and like, you know, little quips. And it's kind of my way of like getting around
right,
it.
You
is
use
like
humor.
Like, what is my fantasy? And I'm like, oh, like there's like the windows are open and the windows are clean and I can't hear my neighbors talking in Armenian downstairs right. and screaming at their kids. And all of a sudden I come like, you know, it's right. like those are my fantasies. My fantasies are so mundane. Right. Yeah. But so I'm working on.
You still got a few days left. Yeah. How have you been? So watching porn?
Yeah. I mean, I do watch porn. I just find myself so like so distracted by the details of it and the production of
it's
it.
It's your
and
head, though. I always think yeah. like, how can we do this for you? I feel like. Do you ever you like to read? Read erotica?
Yeah, I mean, I do like to read. I was watching porn the other day, and I remember thinking like, there's someone in the background whose job is to scream like, "All right, more throat, more open your throat, open your." And I'm just like, imagine,
so now
like,
you're psychoanalyzing
quality.
Porn, and you can't even yeah. enjoy porn. This is like, so sad. You gotta like turn Madison's. I wish we could just go, whip, turn
it's
your brain off.
It's really sad, but like I will say, you know, of course, when I was. Drunk a couple nights ago, I was like really like not in my head and ended up scaring the bejesus out of my boyfriend. Like he was not expecting what was
happening.
What do you
mean? What happened?
I woke him up with a blowjob
in the middle of like 4 a.m.
Yes, at 4 a.m. because
that's
I
awesome.
got drunk, hung out by myself for a while, and was like, oh, like you know what would be really fun? Like I'm gonna wake him up with a blowjob. And he's like, Madison, you were down there forever. He's like, I had to make sure you were okay.
That's sweet, Madison. It's yeah, a blowjob so. Just says the very bringing the very best. That's
yeah.
sweet of you.
So well,
that's a many a man's fantasy, I think.
Yeah. Right.
What says I love you better than that?
Than like waking
well,
up.
I was gonna say what Hello. Says. What did I say? I was trying to think of that.
To
what
me
says,
fumbling
you?
Under the covers, like trying to figure it out. Like, yeah. But so as far as freaky sex goes,
nice
I'm really
intuitiveness.
Yeah, I'm really just dedication. Really just trying to find my fantasies.
Yeah, you guys, fantasy work is important. It doesn't. It's okay if it doesn't come naturally to you, but, you know, a lot of times we are in our heads to the point where we distract ourselves. So if you have like a go-to fantasy or image, you know, it's really helps your sex life. I've talked a lot about this on the show, but it's like a lot of the somatica work I've been doing with my somatica training going back for my last one next week. But it's healthy. It's healthy to have a fantasy. It's not necessarily one that you want to act out with your partner, but there's a lot of different ways to cultivate that. If you don't know what it is, you know, feed your brain. Start like reading erotica, watching porn, thinking about the hottest sexual experience you ever had, like a sexy, you know, maybe a dream. It doesn't, you start with one thing and then you build out from there. Mm-hmm. So, Madison's really into her Armenian neighbors and who knows what will happen next. Maybe they'll be coming over and seducing her. Okay, guys, we got some sex in the news. All right, Tinder's new smart photos feature will help you get more matches and hopefully more sex. Thanks to a new feature on Tinder, your chances of getting laid just increased exponentially. Well, not actually exponentially, but by a pretty good amount. With a new feature called Smart Photos, the hookup dating app alternates the first photo people see in your profile, then rearranges your pictures based on which first picture gets you the most right swipes. You see, Tinder just wants to help you get it on. They're so thoughtful. In case you're skeptical about the usefulness of this new feature, don't. Don't be. During the testing period, there was a 12% increase in matches, which is actually a big deal. So Smart Photos takes into account each individual's swiping pattern. So when selecting which photos they see first, it's a system that gets smarter with more input. The more you swipe, the more you're swiped on, the better the algorithm serves you. So do you get what that means? So like if you're getting matches, they see which one, you're like maybe it was your third photo. Mm-hmm. They've swiped right, which means you like someone when you swipe to the right.
Yeah.
And then they realize, oh, we're going to move it out. That's pretty cool because we don't know which photos are working, right? I mean, I don't see anything. It's a pretty smart algorithm. Yeah, it's like A-B testing when you're doing like advertising, like banners on websites and stuff. It's kind of like,
yeah.
What does your audience respond to? What it is.
It means you've got like a little mini Ken in the background of your Tinder app being like, oh, totally. This one works best here and
right.
this one works best
it's
here.
It's true though. But I help friends a lot of times with their like messages or like, yeah, I help friends with their pictures and their messaging, like which profile paragraph, you know, what do you think, Jamie? You've done some Tinder swiping.
Yeah. It's really funny actually, just because the only reason I really got into Tinder, before was because of this job.
We forced her.
Madison and Lori kind of forced me into doing the different dating apps. And I was like, okay, we'll see.
So a year ago when you got here, you had not done any.
Oh, no, I had not done. Not that I had anything against it. No. I just, you know, I never myself felt the need to do it. And so then I did. I thought, I was like, okay, it's a cool experiment. And that would have been actually really interesting to have that feature when I was on it. Because I had no idea. You never know what pictures. And even if you are skeptical, it's like, okay, well, who cares? Like, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. It's not going to hurt you at all. So you might as well, like, just use
it. I kind of like it. I mean, why not make it smarter for you and make it work for you? I've been, you know, I've been dabbling with the Tinder and the Bumble. I think it's been, I started up again a few months ago, but then I got this weird, I keep like matching with my exes or like my friend's ex. So an ex of mine from a few years ago is like, hey, I just saw you on Tinder. Why don't you swipe right and we can see if it works again? I'm like, so you want me to go through this, you want me to swipe on you and then break up with you again? Is that what you want? Like, do you really want to go through this process again of us dating? And that's me. Yeah. But no,
I mean, no, they should have like a no exes. Like they should do like some cross ex referencing so that you don't get matched with your exes.
I always get exes or friends or my friends get my ex and stuff. No, it was, he's like, but no, it, he was reaching out again. He's like, well, we did match. So maybe, but I didn't swipe on him, but right. Our pictures match us. So yeah, I think anything to make your life easier. I think that it is a marketing. I mean, to be honest, like you are marketing yourself. So it's good to ask your friends which photos they like, whatever. This works, Tinder. Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with a little help.
A little help from your Tinder friends. Any other comments, Eddie? Tinder experiences?
Just going to say that some guys will even message me like, hey, like your third picture is actually better. Like you should just change that. But if Tinder is doing that, then that's better.
Dude,
because
that's awesome though.
Now I won't even have to do it myself.
Does that hurt your feelings ever? Or you're like, no, oh, scrap one and two.
They're all pictures of me.
Oh, see, girls are so like, don't like fat.
I know.
The first one?
I would be like 1-800, did I ask? Back off.
I love, Eddie's honest like that too. I'm like, do you like my glasses? He's like, well, not with that outfit, but they're really cute. Oh, yeah, like, I love it. Eddie's so honest.
Goes, I just gotta let her know.
You did.
I have to let you know, I can't let you walk out if I don't think that you look, you know, on point.
That's there a true you go. Friend. Yeah.
I'm gonna help
Eddie's
you out.
Eddie's amazing. Oh, I love that about you. Okay, because you know I like come in, my shirt's inside out. I forgot stuff at home. Things are falling out of my bag. So I appreciate that. Okay. The next story is kind of half sex news, half show news. So did you know that 30 million women worldwide are concerned with their level of sexual desire or arousal? Regardless of your age or condition, mismatched libido is something that troubles nearly every relationship at some point. Just listen to the amount of questions I answer on the show. You know that it's true. Mm-hmm. For each one that makes the show, there are about 10 that don't. And the point is, low or decreased libido is incredibly common. So my regular listeners, I know you're going, do your Kegels. Yes, it's true. Kegel exercises are an awesome way for women to try and proactively improve their natural level of arousal and not pee when you sneeze and get all aroused down there, get that energy going. But to help the millions of women who need something more than Kegels, want to avoid like medication or hormone therapies, a group of OBGYNs teamed with a medical device company to develop a brand new solution. Knowing that I'm a huge proponent of natural approaches to sexual wellness, the company approached me to test their new product. It's called the Fiera, and here's how it works. The Fiera is a small, hands-free device that uses a unique combination of gentle suction and stimulation to increase blood flow to your clitoris and enhance lubrication naturally. So what happens is you use it before sex or masturbation as kind of a warm-up. The amazing part is that while the gentle physical stimulation is building, you're also getting turned on mentally as well. In fact, after using Fiera, 87% of the women in the test group felt they were in the mood, and 75% felt excited and ready for sex. So I've been using it for a while now. I'm like, they're sending me one. I'm like, send one to Madison. Because here's the thing, you guys. We have products and sponsors we work with. I would never, ever recommend anything to you that we didn't all try. And we literally do all try everything. And it works for me. We haven't even really talked about it, Madison. So the suction, it's gentle enough. So it builds up a nice sensation of arousal without overstimulating you. So like, I'm not having an orgasm from it. It's like this nice little buzzing. It's like a little, how do you explain? It's like, when you think of a nice creature that you would want sucking on you. Like, I was thinking of like a little, like teddy bear, but it's not the size of it. What's like a little cute thing that's not like a bug?
A little cute thing like that I want sucking
like
on my clitoris?
Duck. No, nothing, but like a little ducky. Like, it's like a little tiny cute. Like, it just kind of wraps around your clitoris. Like, oh, it like cuddles in.
Okay,
it's
well.
Like a little snuggly little.
Sound wise, what that reminds me of, although I hate them as animals and they're terrible pets, chinchillas. Chinchillas make this cute little, like.
Yeah, I don't want any animals sucking on me. Okay, you guys, that's illegal anyway. Yeah. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying it's cute.
It is.
My point is that it's like, what'd you say? Kinky sex month. Yeah, no judgment. No, actually, animals are wrong and legal. Okay. So what it does is it takes a few uses though, because you definitely have to figure out how it fits. I got one and I use it. I'm like, okay, so Madison, you stick it and like explain to her. I'm like, here's like the labia majora. And I'm like, you tuck it underneath. And I was like showing her how to, not on my labia.
No.
Although
no.
I would.
Yeah.
If you wanted to see probably,
that she way. Was like, I'm not going to put it on you, but like, I'm going to tell you exactly what to do with it. Cause like, she knows me that if I got there and it was stressful, I would be like, never mind. And just throw it away.
Totally. I'm like, here's how you do it. So I noticed the effects after 5 minutes of use. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, good. I am Toronto. And the thing is, it builds on itself. So the more I use it, like anything, again, if someone can think of a better example than comparing the gym to getting in the mood for sex, let me know. But it's like the first few times you work out again after you've taken a break from the gym, you're like, mm-hmm. I'm excited. Like that fourth morning. This got me going where I've tried like I've been on like a toy rampage. Like mm-hmm. I've tried like every toy now that we've gotten it twice. Cause that's like one of my, you know, we got a lot to try. So anyway, the point is I'm very excited about this one. And over the next couple months, I'll be talking a little more about it. And I think we actually got one of the doctors who like involved with it or invented it. They're going to come on the show and you can buy the product now. Madison, I want to hear about your experience, actually. Yeah. You can find more information by clicking on the Fiera banner on my website or visiting Fiera.com. That's Fiera.com. So Madison, what did you think of it?
Honestly, I really liked it. And I was surprised because when Emily and I were talking about it, she has this way of making it seem like it was going to be this like gigantic process. But she said something that was really meaningful to me. And that is that it pairs. You like put it on. So you like work the suction and everything to like get it all lined up with your lady bits, because it needs to be like perfectly positioned over the clitoris, under the labia, kind of like tucked in there, all right. Snug and nice. And so I'm over there and I'm like navigating my labial folds and what have you, and really wishing that I had a mirror or a spotter. So I was trying to figure it out. I was using my selfie camera,
right.
To get a bird's eye view, accidentally taking pictures that I deleted immediately. And so I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, like how do I know if it's on? And all of a sudden it starts blinking. And I was like, this is what she was talking about. It's pairing. It's like when you have a Bluetooth device and it's sitting there being like, now pairing with your device. It like hones in on it. And as it does that, you feel it start to kind of like,
it pairs with the clitoris on. Is what we're saying. There's a suction. So but the pairing means that it's a tight seal.
Yeah. That it's found your clitoris, it's zeroed in on it, and now it's kind of like creating this like nice little like pocket of suction around it, and it was very comforting.
Right.
Like it kind of happened, and then I was like, oh my god, I like took my hands off, and then it's like gently humming, and it like lightly, it's like a vibrate kind of buzz a little bit, but it's never enough to get you off. So you're not sitting there orgasming, but what you're doing is sitting there. And the second it starts doing its thing, all you can think about is orgasming.
Right.
It's a really cool product, and it's like the pleasure product of the future.
It is. I mean, and I love that it was developed by OBG. I mean, I love these products, kind of like the In Control, the Kegel exerciser and stuff, the one that I always talked about that like knocked my Kegels in shape. It's my PC muscles. It's just, it's cool because they're thinking about women. I mean, this is an issue. Like you guys, it's going to happen. Like your libido will change over time. And so it's cool. I'm glad you liked it. We'll keep talking about that over the months.
I was a little sex monkey when we first started dating, but it just happens.
You guys have been together like 3 years.
Over 3 years. Yeah. And it's just like, we've been living together for two. The mystery has gone, you know, like there's a lot of stuff we have to work on and it's natural. And that's what I keep having to remind myself.
Have to accept that.
It's natural.
It's natural, fine. You guys. Every relationship that you're in, it's going to ebb and flow, and that's part of life. That's part of being in a relationship. That's good. You get stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everyone. I'm here with my amazing Sex with Emily team, and you know, I think that if they want to see who you are, see actual pictures, they can check it out on Instagram. We'll put some pictures up today of the show and go to the website. I don't know. You guys are just hotties and amazing. Okay, so let's go around the room again, because this is what I have some questions to ask you. I want to know more about your sex lives now. They reveal a lot on the website. But also, we're also going to get into some products that we've used lately and just things that we like, and I don't know, just that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll go back to Madison again. So we know who you are, your producer, and how old are you?
I'm 26.
And what exactly do you do?
Producer
all encompassing.
Yeah. So producer is all encompassing. I produce the podcast. That is like one of the main things that I do. And I've been doing since I started here. And now I'm technically like content manager or head of content. I kind of oversee all the content that goes out. So anything that's on the website, our YouTube, Instagram, like all of our different channels, I oversee it and I give it the okay and make sure that everything is best representing our brand and what we like, and trying to plan out all these fun contests for you guys. I do things. I do some things here.
Yeah, they did very well.
Yeah, and I've been working here for about a little over 2 years now, about two and a half years technically altogether. Yeah.
So. As an intern, came in as an intern.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you, Madison.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jamie, hello. Your age. Hello.
I am 23, and I said a little earlier, I do a lot of writing, and I do all the video editing, random blogs on the website, also very good, and trying to get the scoop on the best sex in the news articles for the show and all that stuff.
Okay, cool. And you've been here a year.
Yeah, I've been here a year.
Exactly. Okay, and Eddie, your age? We didn't get that.
I'm 22.
Okay. And you've been here, we know, like about 6 months.
About.
And what do you do? What are you
doing? So I'll do some social media, very little video. I kind of became your photographer, which is like my, I think like one of my best like things right now that I'm like doing. I like doing that with you.
I love it.
And just kind of like
my stylist.
Help you guys. Yeah. And your stylist. Just help everyone out here.
Okay, guys, I want to go around. I want to know, I'm curious, how has your sex life changed since you've been working here at Sex with Emily?
Definitely a lot, I think. I personally had never tried toys at all. I'd been interested, just never did it. And now I have like literally like 13 under my bed. Like they're organized too, but it's so funny because people will be over at my house and they'll like drop something on the floor and they'll look under my bed and they'll be like, Jamie, what is all of this? And I'm like, don't look under there. What are you doing? I'm actually not ashamed of it. I'm like, no, you can totally look at them if you want. They're clean.
So toys, you've learned a lot about toys.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love it. I love them now. I'll never go back.
I love it. That's good. So, and what's the one thing you've learned about sex that surprised you the most? Off the top of your head, don't ever think.
I mean, I guess I just never realized for myself how much before I like was quiet in what I wanted.
Asking for what you want.
Yeah, I never even realized that I didn't do that. And now I'm like, now I do it all the time. Boy. Yeah.
Right. I love it. Okay. Eddie?
So I feel like I've had a lot more sex since working here because like that's kind of like the things people tell you on Twitter. Like they'll just like kind of try to do like an icebreaker, like, so what do you do? And then I tell them, and I'm like, well, what's that? And like, I kind of, you know, I do some like free promo. I'm like, oh, well, this is what it is.
Oh, I don't care about the promo. Like, I just want you to have a good time.
Right. And then they'll be like, so what do you do? And then I'm like, what are you learning? And then like, I'll tell them what I'm doing. And then like, they get interested and like, oh, hey, like, do you want to hook up? Or, like, do you want to be like friends or something or whatever? Like, want to date me? And I'm like, sure. And then,
but do you think it's
gotten me out there?
That's great. It has. Well, I remember when you did the comeback kid thing when you came back 3 months ago. You said you're taking a break. You're not really dating now.
Oh, yeah, I was.
And now you've got some guy over licking your feet 2 nights a week. I don't even know what's happened in 3 months.
It was almost like overnight.
It really was.
Just coming back. It's like it sparked that back in me.
Exactly, you guys. And that is a very good point. The thing about sex is once you take it off your radar, because life gets busy, we all get set in our ways, you get into a relationship, work, whatever, and we don't prioritize it. Even Eddie, who's, you guys are all millennials too, which I love. Mm-hmm. Love millennials, by the way. I'm not a basher because I've got the best freaking millennials here ever. But like, it's true. You said you came back. You're like, oh, yeah. And it's like a lot of things when we're trying to develop new habits in life, healthier things. You're like, you just got to keep it up. So I love that. Okay. And Madison, how the hell has yours 2 years?
Yeah.
Over 2 years.
Yeah, it's true. I'd say probably the way that it's changed the most is how I communicate about sex with my partner. So it's like that's all encompassing, like asking for what I need, how I let him know about things that I like and I don't like. And, you know, as we mentioned earlier, like when there's an issue with like mismatched libidos, it's really easy for both partners, like on both sides, to get kind of like shamey and like, well, why do you want it so much? Well, why don't you want it? And it's like something I've learned being here is how to talk about it in a constructive and like not hurtful, like totally like open and like, you know, compassionate way. So no one's getting their feelings hurt. No one's like being resentful. It's like all out in the open. I think that's good.
That's good.
Yeah. It's not as exciting as like sex toys or toe licking. But
no, but, wait, but can I tell you the thing is that the points that you all brought up is exactly like if someone's had to be like, what do you talk most about your show? I'd say asking for what you want in bed, learning how to communicate. So it's about communication and communicating if you're in a relationship, communicating to your partner. And, God, it's all kind of the same thing. Not being afraid to like try new things, try new toys, try, you know, like be in charge. It's kind of all the same, right?
Yeah, especially because I'm single, so all my hookups are like one night stands kind of. Some of them are more in depth than that, but it's like harder to get what you want for, I think, especially women out there.
On the one night stand?
On the one night
stand. But do you do it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk. I want to hear how you do that. You're 23. Jesus.
Almost. 23 and a half as of a couple days ago. So there you go.
So, so many women. It took me, you guys, and I started this like in my 30s. So, like, I did not know it then. But now at 23, you're on a one-night stand and go. What happened? Give me an example.
I mean, well, especially because my job does come up, you know, when talking usually. So they're like, oh, okay, all this interesting stuff. And, like, I don't know if people expect you to just be an expert from working here. I mean, we're not experts. Like, let's just... Right. Only Emily's the expert. Everyone else here, we work. We learn a lot of stuff, but... I think they're just more open to it. They're like, I take charge, and they're like, I think they're just attracted to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think because my job kind of like shows them, it's like, okay, well, they also feel like they feel the need to impress me more because I know I've heard about so many things. So I feel like it's a little easier for me because of that. But yeah, now I just go for it. Cause I'm like, hey man, this is gonna be a one-time thing. Like I'm not wasting my time here.
Right.
Exactly. I'm going to get what I need.
It. That's really nice. I love See that. Empowered. Yeah. Young people here.
Jamie's an inspiration.
Yeah, no, really. It's true. And you guys, I think you should all listen to that. Like, ask for what you want. There's no reason to suffer through bad sex.
But don't
I know,
be mean
I did
about
it for a long time.
Madison? One thing I've learned about sex that surprised me the most is how many people are having problems with it. Because that's something you don't hear about. My friends never talked about sex until I started working here. And all of a sudden, the floodgates were opened. And I know everything about everyone's sex life. And that's great. But I just, you know, I didn't realize like people aren't as open about having bad sex as they are about having good sex.
So true.
And I didn't realize how many people out there are having bad sex and don't realize
we
it
hear
could
from
get
the,
better.
You read the emails every single day. You hear from the listeners. It's so you're absolutely true. And I think that what we try to do on the show and life, like it just, I just so badly, like when I die, if they just say she made sex normal, but hopefully your friends are talking to you about it. And you're so right that people don't. Not only do they, some people talk about good sex, but some people don't talk about sex at all.
Yeah.
But they really don't talk about bad sex, especially guys. They have like no one to go through for that.
All my friends were like, I had great sex last night. Like, like, I can't wait to jump on his dick. And I'm like, wow, everyone's having this amazing time. And like, I'm not like, what's going on here? It's just you start to feel like you're really like the freak in the room who's like not really enjoying themselves as much as everyone else. And it's like, it's really a relief. Just so everyone who emails knows, like, here at the Sex with Emily team, we learned so much from your emails. Mm-hmm. Like, even the ones that don't go on the show, like, we, as a team, Emily, you know, anyone who's working there, Eddie, Jamie, I, we all read the emails and we learn a lot. And we, like, we empathize and we get so much out of them. So thanks, everyone, for emailing all the time.
Yeah, we do appreciate that.
Yeah, and a lot of the questions you guys ask also are stuff that here in the office we ask. Yeah. So, you know, so you're not alone, like... Yeah. There's always someone asking the same questions as you.
And we've never once in my, you wouldn't work, someone would work for me. We've never sent email, ha, 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 look at this funny person. We don't laugh at you.
No,
we don't judge you.
No, there was what, not there one, was one guy who sent, he sent the big, like, the big black, there was the big penis. Big black penis shot. And I sent it to everyone on the team. Was like, happy
That's
Friday.
True. Right. That's true. But we don't make,
that was the only time.
We want to help you. We want to, we're with you. We're all in this together. Okay. Anything that you learned that surprised you about sex that learned you?
I was thinking about it. I was like, oh my God, what do I need to do? So I guess everyone thinks that like
Pop
gay
quiz.
People have like amazing blowjob skills. And I feel like I did it in the beginning, but after like listening to the show and like getting the tips, like reading the blogs, like you guys have written and just like said on the show, I feel like I've actually gotten like up there where
High
like I'm
five.
Like, I have like a mini like Emily and like behind me, like in my head, just like listening. I'm like, okay, like I need to do this. Like, make sure you do this. And like, I think it's worked for me. I think I got it up there where
like
I really
Eddie,
wanted
lube,
it.
Lube, yeah, suck, you're like, slow go, down, go. Use your tongue, swirl around the front
exactly.
of you. Swirl around the front of you. Grab the balls, go in for
literally,
the balls.
Literally, yes. That's how I feel.
It's like the Microsoft Clippy in the icon in the corner,
exactly.
But it's Emily and she's just giving you sex.
She's giving me sex little
tips
like
great.
While I'm there.
Oh my God. I see you're about to go in for a blowjob. Let me help you with that.
Blowjob spray, lube.
Right.
Ready,
you can
set,
download
go.
This on iTunes.
A lot
little
of my,
voice.
It's funny because a lot of my friends do tell me, they're like, I was thinking about you. So I was having sex with my husband. I was totally thinking about you. And I did the reverse cowgirl. Or whatever. This actually happened to a friend of mine. Because I was telling you that I did the reverse cowgirl, reverse cowgirl recently, which is kind of random to whip out the reverse cowgirl. Like, I just did it. I forgot. What happened was I... Oh, God, this story. I was a little buzzed.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know I'm like, I'm not a huge drinker.
Yeah, no.
But I was buzzed. Yeah. And in fact, see, I think if you've listened to the show, you'll know, like, you're not going to think that I have a problem. But it was a little blackout-ish sex. Like, I got to say in the morning with this guy,
like,
I woke up in the morning. I was like, did we have sex? So I looked down and I'm like, because he'd left. I mean, we're friends. It's like, not like whatever. But he was like, boom, like left. But he had to go. And I wake up late. and I had to look for the condom. Just and I'm like, okay, there's a condom. That's good. We had sex.
Yeah.
And like, is there, you know, is there semen in the? Okay, he came good. He had a good time. So then I'm like, oh my God, I haven't had blackout sex. Like, I don't even remember like college. So then I talked to him and I'm like, okay, dude, what? Like, I'm like, that was all. He's like, last night was so hot. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, is he messing with me? Because I passed out. Because I woke up naked on my couch with a blanket over me.
Goals.
On your couch.
So then I was like, well, what happened? And he's like, well, he's like, do you remember the Uber ride? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, no. He's like, what you were doing in the Uber? I'm like, oh my God, what did I do? Apparently we like made out. And I don't remember what I did. I didn't take his pants off, but I remember I touched him, kissed him. Then we get back to my house. He's like, and then like, he's like, you were on top of me on your couch. And then you turned around and you were leaning over your like, coffee table. I'm like, reverse cowgirl? Like, I did reverse. Like, because that's the kind of thing you do something. You kind of, that's a conscious thing. He's like, it was so hot. And then.
Yeah, no one naturally finds themselves a reverse cowgirl.
Apparently, I'm a very skilled, drunk reverse cowgirl. Great. And then the other thing I did.
They call that a spinner.
By the way. I am a spinner.
Yeah, when you're a small person, you can easily be maneuvered.
I spun around.
So yeah.
It was actually really funny. And then, so I was telling my friend this, right? And I said, oh my God, the funniest thing happened. I was laughing. And she's like, no way. She's like, that's really funny. I get a text from her a few weeks ago. And she's like, I know this is going to sound weird, but I am wearing your underwear and I just did reverse cowgirl with my boyfriend. And I was like, why do you have my underwear? She's like, I borrowed it. I was at your house one day, like months ago. And she's like, and then I think I channeled you and I did reverse cowgirl. And I told my boyfriend I was wearing your underwear and he got really turned on. Anyway, it was so funny because she's like, I was thinking about you when I was having sex. But that, again, happens a lot. My friends are just like, I was thinking about you and I asked for this or that. So I hope you're all thinking about me in a good way or just at least thinking about things you've learned on the show and you've used that. Don't think about me during sex unless you want to. Unless it's your fantasy and you use these tools during sex. That's my sex story. Yeah. Okay. I want to know what would you say, first of all, okay, hold on a second. You've already asked about dating. I think it's interesting. You've all mentioned that the people that you date, well, Madison's been in a relationship. Mm-hmm. They all kind of have this, oh, you must be an expert because I understand that. That's something that I've been, going through for a long time. They do expect that, and apparently I am really good because I do. No, but it is interesting. That was one of the questions. But what do your parents think? What do your parents think about what you do? What did they think? Have they come around? Do you block them on Facebook now? What do you? Yeah.
No. Well, my parents are totally cool with it because my family is a very open family. So I mean, it's kind of like anything goes conversation wise. So it's not like I'm afraid of talking to them about this kind of stuff. Like maybe not so much about my own personal endeavors, you know, that they don't need to picture that, but you know, just the subject in general. But my mom, whenever she's telling other people what I do, she always she stresses that it's about relationships.
My mom does that too. No.
So
my mom tells everybody that I have a relationship joke. No, but they're cool with it.
They're cool with it. So it's cool.
Okay. And you guys, anything else? Your parents cool?
Well, I told my mom that I worked for a podcast, but she doesn't know what that is. So I was like,
so You're safe.
I'm safe. But then I was like, just tell people because she loves to brag about me, even though there's not much to brag about.
Eddie.
Thanks, guys. But I told her that I work for radio, right?
Right.
And then last week, we drove by Hustler and she was like, she thought it was a costume store because like for Halloween they have costumes.
Right.
She's like, oh, look, they have costumes. Like, I want to go get one. And I was like, well, mom, like they sell more than costumes. She's like, oh, you've been there? I'm like, yeah, it's a sex shop. She's like, why have you been in there? And I'm like, oh, well, like I've worked at Hustler before for like workshops for work. She's like, well, what do you do?
This was just recently?
Yeah, this is last week.
Oh, geez. We got to send you home with a vibrator for your mom. Maybe.
Oh, no, please. Okay. No, I won't give it to her.
And Madison,
Well, my mom is very, you know, very open, very understanding, and kind of unflappable. Just like I'm still trying to really flap her, and I just can't do it. Nothing shocks her. So she's, you know, she thinks it's all great. Like she sometimes brings it up in companies because she thinks it'll make me uncomfortable. But then I just end up talking about fleshlights for like an hour and a half,
right.
And she regrets every decision she's ever made. No, but she's super supportive. So it was never a question of my parents because my family, I've always been very me. I've my parents treated me like a small adult when I was a child. So I never really questioned like, you know, is this okay to talk about in front of parents? For me, the issue came with my boyfriend's parents who are very conservative and Catholic. And they don't know that sort of thing about me. So that was kind of hard to ease into it. And at first it was like, I work for a relationship expert. And then slowly the sex came in when they, because they ask questions. Like everyone's like, well, you just don't have to tell them. And I'm like, no, they ask. They ask questions. Yeah. They want to know. So one at one point his mom like came into the room. I was visiting them and I was doing social media like when like over the weekend or something. And she comes in, she's like, so like, what does she talk about? Like, what is her name? You know, da da da. Does she see a patient? And I was like, finally, I was like, all right, well, like, she's a sexologist. Like, we talk about sex, and like, my job is to, you know, to market her brand. And so I just kind of like gave it like my remove thing. She's like, oh, okay. And then so the next time I saw her, she's like, so one of my coworkers, she works at a hospital. She's like, one of my coworkers listened to the podcast. And I was like, Michelle, oh, no. I was like, Michelle, if you ever hear my name come up, you just turn it off. Right. You turn it off immediately and don't ask why. Just do me this favor. And she was like, okay.
But you guys, we're doing something that is so many people do not know how to talk about sex. We're helping people. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. I'm telling you that. But you know this.
Yeah.
But I just feel like they would be proud because they think of all. I mean, did you guys have sex education growing up?
I did. Put a condom on it.
Put a condom on it. Yeah.
That was like it. It's like, put on a condom and here's all the things that happens if you don't.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah. No, I think you, that's cool. They've accepted. I'm just saying, I guess I used to feel like that too. Like people can't know. And now I'm like, sex with them. I mean, obviously it's been a while for me, but I'm just like.
They were the only ones. That's only because I'm dating their son and like they think that their son is like this like little altar boy and sorry
not anymore.
Guys. Yeah.
Again, I can tell
please
them stories.
Don't be listening to this.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. So we get into some kinky toy reviews. Yeah. So we've been getting so many amazing new toys in the past few months, as we always do. And we want to talk to you about them. We do. And one note is that you can follow us on social media because we are starting to do a what my dream snaps, videos, whatever, what's in the box. Because every day, literally, we get boxes delivered here and we open it. And it's always fun and stuff. And so we're going to start tracking what's in the goddamn box. It's funny. Okay, so we get a lot of toys. We want to talk and we want to share all of our ideas with you about them and how we feel about them, how they worked for us. And the first one on all of our minds is the Sync by WeVibe. Mm-hmm. And before I get into what that is, it was so awesome because the WeVibe team, I went with them to Germany to the Aerofame conference I talked about, which is the only sex toy industry conference in Europe. And I went with them to see like what really goes on in Europe with these products, with these companies. And I was just really impressed. I've loved WeVibe for years. Like I've known their toys for a long time. And it's just so cool how hard they work on the development of their products. Because you see there's every toy company in the world. A lot of them are like, we got to release 5 toys this year, do stuff like that. They don't have that pressure. Like we only want to release like really good toys. And it's true. Like a lot of like, we love the Rave, the Nova. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the Touch for years. Like they actually really are. Like I know other great toy companies that are good, but they're just like solid and they're good people. And they work hard on the development. And so what they decided was with the Sync, they're known for their couples toy. Like they launched the iconic C shape that you wear.
Yeah, it's the WeVibe. Like it's the name of their company is the name of the toy. Right. So it's kind of hard to think of one without the other.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. So then they updated this one and the Sync is they had the 1, the 2, the 3, the 4, the plus, and this is the Sync.
Yeah.
So the Sync is pretty goddamn cool.
Yeah. Your sex toy drawer could be like a little like hall of fame for, you know, all the different WeVibes because you've gotten them all, right?
I still have them all.
Yeah. That's so exciting. You could like make like a little display of them. Like
I could do like
the
WeVibes.
Yeah, the WeVibes over the ages. Like little panels.
Oh my God. I could do artwork like behind like the glass frames or something.
Oh, how beautiful.
The vibrator hall of fame.
Let's get Adriana on it.
She'll do it.
She'll make it beautiful.
The evolution of the WeVibe.
I know. Awesome. So let's talk about a little bit about the WeVibe. If people don't know that it's the C shape, you wear it during intercourse.
Yes.
So the point of it is that it hits your clitoris and your G-spot at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it's a C, and if you could just imagine like latching on, so it's like the little bottom part is
there's the two little curvy leg things, and the bottom one, if you're laying on your back, the bottom one that's inserted into you rests right against your G-spot or thereabouts, and then the one on top rests on your clitoris. So it just kind of sits there. It's like I have like a hook on top of my bathroom door that like allows me to hang my towel on it, and it kind of like fits the door frame perfectly. Right. And that's what it reminds me of a little bit. It just like nestles against your body.
Yep. Yeah. And it just hits all those spots. And now the new shape one, this is the reason why the Sync is so awesome, is because this one, you can change the positions and adjust it. Now you can twist it so it locks into place and it fits everyone.
Yeah, and that's cool because as Emily's always saying, the vagina is unique, like a snowflake. Everyone has a different one, and this fits all of them, yeah, which is
fits
like
all vaginas.
Groundbreaking.
Exactly. And you wear it during intercourse, mm-hmm. and you can also control it by, they have an app. That's awesome. Yeah. And yeah. I love their app. So I want to get into if you guys use the app or not, because it's so cool. You can just like, I don't need to even touch this thing. Mm-hmm. It's working because you wear it during sex. And so tell me about your experience with the sink. Because I know like I've been kind of obsessed with it, been mm-hmm. in sync hype, but I haven't even had a chance to talk to you guys. So
yeah,
feelings, emotions,
feelings, orgasms, emotions, all of the things. Well, for one, we really liked the packaging a lot.
Oh, they repackaged it all. Yeah. It's beautiful.
I will tell you right now, any WeVibe product, it makes you feel so like pretty and good about yourself just looking at the box. It's just so visually pleasing and it's so cute. And it makes me feel like I have something special.
Oh,
it really does. I love it.
It's true. You are special. So with the C shape, there's vibrators on both edges that you can control actually on both sides. And it's a little bit like pads of like the thumb. Like they're a little bit bigger. So they hit more of an area too. And they're more powerful, which I love about this new one. Mm-hmm. I didn't use it during intercourse. If I did, I don't remember. because I got it, I have not been, I was traveling. And so I used it for masturbation and I was so surprised because you can adjust it so it really does hit your G-spot and clitoris even individually. So I was able to have like a killer like blended orgasm with it. And it's more powerful than the Wee Vibes of yore. And
I love that. The Wee Vibes of yore.
The Wee Vibes of yore. And also the app is just because then you don't have to like, you could use the remote, but you could drag your finger on the screen and go up and down the different patterns and stuff. So, yeah.
And the cool thing about the app that they didn't have before is there's new like a beat mode where you can set it up to music. So like Menace always used to joke around about like setting, you know, vibrations up to dubstep or whatever. But like, you actually can do that. If you've got your favorite like Justin Bieber song, for instance, and you plug it in, all of a sudden you're vibing to the Biebs.
It's
and
true.
Your tiny preteen dreams are coming true.
That's right. Madison, maybe that's one of your fantasies.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I just want Justin Bieber vibrating to my vagina.
It's totally okay.
I'll go home and work on it.
Stat. I accept you with whatever you come up with.
Yeah, mine would probably be like 80s jams. I'd be listening to like Take On Me when I get buzzing against my vagina.
I love it.
So the app makes it cool in like a way that a lot of toys just don't have that, or if they do, it's not as user friendly and like up to date. But like my boyfriend loves the app. We used it with the Rave and the
Nova.
The Nova, which I obviously adore. And it's really cool because it puts them in, like they can have control over it, or as you said, you can do it so easily without having to like move your hands around the actual device and like interrupt what's going on there, because it is hands-free. So you're just sitting there with your hands behind your head usually, which is awesome. And I really liked it because, little known fact, everybody, did you know that the opening of the vagina is like the most sensitive parts of the vagina are the inner two-thirds, which I think a lot of people don't realize. They're always like, I need a big dick in my pussy. Like, no, you might like it, but you don't need it because the inside part of your vagina is so sensitive. And for me, I always really like manage to have an orgasm usually from like clitoral stimulation and then just like that first penetration of whatever that'll like send me over the edge. And so for me, the Wee Vibe is kind of like a dream come true for masturbation even, because it does. It like sits on the like that inner section of your vagina, and then it's got the clitoral stimulation at the same time. So it like tickles that like entrance area, which is really sensitive for me. And I loved that a lot. Plus it's hands-free and I don't have to worry about getting like carpal tunnel from trying to position it in my body for too long,
Thank
which I really
God.
Like.
I would hate that.
And then, I have a current long-term partner, so I was able to use it for sexual intercourse too. And that was great. He enjoyed it. Some positions work better than others, I will say. Like doggy style is great for that.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to worry about if it gets in between your clitoris and like his pelvis, it might like for woman on top, which is like one of my favorites, he could feel it kind of pressing on him a little bit. But during doggy style, it was awesome.
That's great. Very yeah. Because you need the extra clitoral stimulation.
Yeah. It gives you the extra. Because I mean, I don't know, like Jamie, you can probably test this and definitely am. But like when you're in doggy style, to use a sex toy during doggy style is like a balancing act. Because you're on all fours, but then you have one hand kind of like underneath you.
Oh, it just clips in. I get it.
And then he's thrusting and you're like, every time he thrusts, you're on the verge of face planting because you've already got one hand tucked under you trying to hold a sex toy in your vagina. And so every time you're like, is this going to be right. the one where I fall? Like, right. who knows? No, but with right. the Levi's, so you're just good. Like, it's hands free. So you can ground yourself and not worry about face planting yeah. and really enjoy it. And you've
you
got
could
the,
use another hand for your breast or to grab his balls. You've got a free hand.
Or, you know, just to hold on true, for dear true. Life.
Like your acrobatic. You're right. I don't want you to face plant.
It's happened.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. That is so funny.
The other thing I really liked about it while using the app is that, which I imagined would be really cool during sex, I think for me, is that you can make the vibe switch like rapidly, simultaneously between the clitoral and the G-spot one. Oh. And that I really liked because I feel like during sex, that would be like freaking amazing. Like it would just be this weird, crazy sensation that you don't really get.
Yeah.
So I was like fantasizing about that while I was, you know, while I was using it, because then I was like, oh my gosh, this would probably be awesome. So yeah,
wow, you created a fantasy with the of how you're going to use it in the future, and that turned you on.
Yeah, too. I fantasize really weird. I don't.
What do you fantasize about?
I don't know.
Help Madison.
Tell me. So tell I don't fantasize about. Okay, well I do two things. If I'm actually fantasizing about something like visually, I do this weird thing where I just watch any TV show that I'm watching while I'm going to masturbate. I put myself into the story. Oh, and I somehow make it, even if it's not about sex, I somehow make it some weird thing about that. So that's one thing. Cause I could
love
literally,
it. Wow.
I can literally masturbate to anything. Like it could be a comedy. It could be a drama. Like,
are you still watching it? Or you're like, okay, I got the characters. Like I'm going to be this. And then you could.
Yeah. It depends on what's like, if someone's really like turning me off in this scene, then I'll close my eyes or I won't look at it. But like, you know, sometimes, especially like, you know, attractive people in the show, right. It works. Also, my other thing is I don't really, most of the time, I don't really fantasize by, like, picturing anything. I literally fantasize just about how good I feel.
Oh, that's amazing. I like that.
I, like, start to feel, I'm like, oh, my God, this feels so great. You know what would feel greater? Orgasming. And then I start to build. And, like, I don't know how. Wow. It just works for me.
That's great. I love it. See, there's not one path for fantasy.
Yeah, look at that.
So Eddie, something. Yeah, I know Eddie. I know you haven't used it yet, but they're great for hand jobs too. The Wee Vibe, little known
yeah,
fact.
Shout are out they? To Bernard I, from Hustler. Bernard from Hustler. About that.
Yeah, exactly. They're, you could use them as a.
Should I use it then?
He's yeah, like, right. He's hands out. We'll yeah. give you one.
Because you guys are talking about the box, and I was like, that's the only thing I actually like could admire. I was like looking at it, and I'm like, it actually is really cute.
We don't mean to keep everyone here at equal opportunity. Yeah. All right. Okay, so I like it. It's waterproof, rechargeable, 10 vibrate. It's all body safe. Like, you know, it's a WeVibe toy. So check yeah. it out. It's on our website,
yeah,
I think.
Absolutely. Or you can okay. go to WeVibe.com, WeVibe.com.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Sportsheets. So Tom from Sportsheets was on the show like a month ago. That was mm-hmm. a super fun show. But Sportsheets is like bondage gear, like BDSM stuff that's really easy to use. They use Velcro. They've got their underbed restraints.
Yes.
And those are really cool. I've had those under my bed for years. It's all like just easy to use stuff. But you guys have all used the G-spot link and the doggy style strap. So yes. Where do you want to start? Where to start?
Yeah, I know.
You liked the doggy style strap, Madison?
Yes. I mean, besides the time that Emily used it on me twice now, I've been in Emily's doggy style strap. I don't know. I've never really been a huge fan of doggy style because I think that for me, it requires, I'm not naturally balanced. And so for me, doggy style, as I was just talking about, is just a whole setup for me feeling really awkward and uncomfortable and not sexy. And so the strap kind of like it lends support. It like it's like a belt almost, or like a padded belt that goes around your. I wish you guys could see me gesticulating. That goes around your pelvis area, and there's straps that your partner holds onto, and it kind of supports you, but it also keeps you at a 45-degree angle versus a 90-degree angle. Because normally, you know, from porn, we learn that. Doggy style means you are on all fours like an animal right. with your back flat as a board and your partner is just ramming you from behind. But that's not necessarily the best way to find your G-spot because your G-spot's on your upper wall.
Right.
Like it is not located in your, you know, like your between your anus and whatever else. That's different spots. But if you're 45 degrees, the penis is, it's forced to rub against your upper wall versus going straight back. And so it really like, you know, it stimulates it a lot more and it makes G-spot orgasms a lot more possible. Plus it takes all the pressure off of your arms and wrists from having to like be on all fours. It
kind of, you could do the doggy upright. Style strap and the Wee Vibe sync maybe.
Oh my God. Time. Well, I got my homework for tonight.
And then you've got hands yeah, free all the fun. Time. That does sound fun.
Yeah. It's so it's lovely.
But you can put it, well, didn't you? I don't want to talk about your boyfriend, but
what
when you came home that time and he had like every toy.
Oh yeah. He just sits out and is like looking at them all and inspecting them. They're and like all planning out. Yeah.
My favorite Madison story though is when she was moving a few months ago and she wheels in two big suitcases. Oh, yes. And like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, my boyfriend's parents are coming to visit. I had to take all the sex toys out of the house. And literally it was like two suitcases in the hallway. It was very funny.
They were gigantic. I have that picture somewhere.
Okay. Eddie?
Well, I tried using the G-Spot link. And even though I have a prostate. You don't have a G-spot,
right? Prostate.
I mean, I guess that could be my, no, totally. That could be my G-spot, right?
Yeah.
So I guess the way that you could use it best with men or women, I guess you can use it either way. So I guess you put that on your ankles and then it lets you get in different, I guess, angles, how we were talking about, like for the doggy strap. But instead this one, you can lay on your back. And then what I was doing is that since I was on the bottom, I was holding the strap. And then that kind of gives you some right. support for like, you're either your partner to move you or like you kind of can like lift yourself up from it. So it helps you like it actually is like link. Like you literally are linking even right. like you're linking your ankles. Like right. it you're helps linking. You get a better
oh,
position.
Oh, so you're laying on your back with yeah. your feet. Yeah, your legs feet are in the back. Air so it's and like, over
and
you.
You hold on to that.
Okay.
That strap in between your ankles.
Got it. Really quick, just so everybody knows, in case you don't know what the G-spot link
right.
is.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Okay. It's these like ankle cuffs, these like really, you know, soft, flexible ankle cuffs that are connected to an adjustable strap. So what you do is you put your legs in these cuffs and then you strap them together. So it kind of like he was saying, like a link, it like holds your legs close together and you can control how long, like how far apart or how close they are. What it does is it takes the pressure off of you keeping your legs in a specific position. Well, it's probably good for muscle tone. I'm sure that's mm-hmm. like the best exercise right. I get every week. But it keeps your legs up and then it also allows your partner, instead of having to hold your legs, he can kind of hold the strap.
She's like driving.
Yeah, exactly. And like the windshield wiper thing.
Let's
yeah.
get some of those videos to show. Because sometimes I'm challenged on the show to explain to you guys positions or toys like that yeah. because it's such a cool concept. It's they're basically they're positioning straps for to make sex positions easier, better, more orgasmic, or more pleasurable. Mm-hmm. But to explain like feet up and you can look yeah. at the pictures on the site yeah. too. But that was a good explanation, Madison.
Thank you. Yeah. But so back to Eddie on his back with his legs in the air.
Right.
So that's where we left
so
you.
So usually I can't thank like you. How you were saying it does help you support your feet. I can usually keep them up or sometimes they'll end up on like whoever's body it is. And sometimes like, you know, they don't want like your feet in your face unless it's like that foot fetish guy. Then he would like that. But if you're not him, then you usually don't want someone's legs on you. So that was kind of helping me support my legs and it was getting me in positions that usually you won't be able to get into. And like if someone has like, you know, a smaller member, maybe sometimes like that'll help you even get closer and maybe like a better angle. And then, you know, you just enjoy it a lot more because you can actually get in there rather than just kind of peeking around there.
Yeah, totally.
That's what I thought.
So that's all sports sheet stuff you can find on our website.
Yeah, they also, their midnight line is really cool. Oh, we can't wait to get some of that
crazy over that
in.
Stuff. Yeah, we saw it at the other trade show at Anime. Their stuff is just really, God, it was beautiful.
It's
collection.
So pretty. Yeah, if you check out the video from Anime, you can see Emily. There's one where she's wearing it. She's literally wearing the blindfold. They're like all lace and really delicate, but also durable and super soft and flexible and lightweight. And so there's one where she's all dressed up in it. And there's another one where she has me on a leash with a collar.
It's on Instagram.
Right. Yeah, which is also, it's surprisingly comfortable. Like I it have is. To say, I never thought I'd be into it, but like, I mean, I could have worn that for the rest of the day and been totally fine with it. It was nice. I felt like a good girl. Yeah.
You're a very good girl. Yeah, their stuff is really fun. If you just, also 50 Shades, you guys, coming out again in February. So yeah. If you've been wanting to try a little bondage and you haven't yet, their stuff is cool. It's really good for beginners or really whatever level you're at. I just think that a lot of people, we get the emails all the time. I want to introduce kink or bondage into my relationship. How do I start? I always say like, go to Sports Sheets and buy like a pair of cuffs or something and check yeah. it out.
They even have like beginner's bondage kits. It says that
I
right
tell
on the
everyone
package,
to get
guys.
That. Yeah. I know. I'm like, get the cuffs, get the hit. Yeah, yeah. You're good to go. Okay. How about the Black Pearl, Eddie? Speaking of
my
your
new
prostate,
best friend.
Yeah.
Is it? You love it. I love that you love the Black
it
Pearl
is.
By Vibratex. Prostate
I had to
play.
Find, yes, I had to find where my prostate was because, you know, it's not like, oh yeah, like I know where it's at. Like,
no,
yeah,
you
I don't.
No.
So it was kind of like a journey for me. You know, you put it in, there's like all these different vibrations. So I was just kind of testing them all out and I was like, all right. And I think I like the very first one, which is just like the consistent, like one beat and it's like the strongest one. The other ones are like bouncing a little bit more, which if you like that, that's okay. But for me, I just like the consistent one beep. So I was like laying on my back and I was
this
like,
the first time you found it? So your prostate.
Well, like, I mean, I knew it was in there.
Right. No, I'm so interested. Like, I wish I was there. Little Emily going, where, Eddie, put your finger.
I mean, I can technically just bring it in the office and just like sit on it. Like, you won't even know.
Okay. So, okay. You did it, but lay back.
So I laid back because I was looking for it in that direction. And I was like, I guess we can call this missionary. Why not? And then I was like, all right, and I'm not really finding it. So then I was like, all right, I'm just going to, you know, take a break, maybe come back to it. So I did. And then I was like, well, what if I lay on my chest? So for some reason that worked, and I kind of bent my knees a little bit, and then I put it in, and it was like a whole other sensation. And I was like, oh my God, like this is the same toy in me, but I'm like, I feel so much different just by laying on my back. I don't know if it's, laying on my chest. I don't know if the pressure of it is different. Like it's a different angle.
No,
I'm telling you, everything is all angles with these toys.
Right. Mm-hmm. It is it really all angles. It's like you just move a little left to the right. You get it.
So
okay.
I kept it, and then I was like trying to like masturbate at the same time as well. And like, I feel like it was just like a greater orgasm because I was doing both of those at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Like getting stimulation on the prostate, which is like the best thing if you're a man. Yeah, gay or straight, whatever you want to do, it works.
Wow. I love that you love the back part. We needed someone. We needed a man. We needed an anus. Anus.
It's a nice size. It's not like an intimidating like butt plug where you're like, oh, like put this up there. Like it's, you know, it's friendly. It's easy to go in. I don't really use lube with it. I just kind of like, you know, just breathe.
Wow. Okay. Like, wow. No lube
with it. Interesting.
Well, I mean, I've been bottoming for like 2 years now. So.
Oh, excuse me.
So I mean, I don't
well, we
need
recommend
it.
Lube a lot for people, but no,
I'm sure it would improve it.
Well, ooh, next just, time. You know, but that is true. And you know what's interesting? When people are saying like, what do you see as the trends in sex? What I have been noticing lately is more and more, we've been talking about it for years, but more and more straight guys are coming up to me. Like guys, they're like, hey, so I've been thinking about the prostate thing, you know, just friends and like friends, people like my friends' husbands or my friends' boyfriends or my friends saying, how do I get my, like, so it's definitely, I think guys are getting more on board with it. Knowing that like what you might die and never have this amazing experience that is has to do with your orgasms. Why would you do that?
Yeah. I mean, I have a G-spot and I have prostate envy hardcore. Yeah. Like I want to know what it's like. I want to know about it.
Okay, so that is the Black Pearl of Ibertex. Yeah. And you can check that out too on the website.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Eddie, I got to ask, like, you have other partners who might not have found it. Are you going to, like, encourage other guys to find their prostate? Like, are you going to help? Because now you know you're, like, the pioneer of prostates. So you can, like, help them find it too, right?
I should be like, have you, like, spoken to your prostate today? And they're like, my what? Should.
Yes.
Especially because, okay.
Prostate was
and
just
it's healthy
like,
for men too. To yeah, like, you know,
I'm sure it is.
Oh no, it is. Like, men like, are supposed
you need to
be
find massage. It just so you can like you know keep up on it and not you know get into your 40s and be like oh like yeah like you need to get that checked out or, like you'll never know.
Right.
So I think maybe some of the guys that I'm like having sex with and like you know how it's like tops and bottoms like the gay world and like some of them may not even ever explore prostate play and they're gay themselves too because if they never actually want to have like I guess receive then. They'll never know.
That's
so maybe
so
I should
true.
Tell them like, hey, like
Eddie,
you should start playing with it.
You should just get rid of top and bottom all together and be like,
I
you
mean,
might.
Honestly, I feel like I've been working on that. We all are. Like get those labels
seriously,
out.
Seriously, get the labels out. You think
so
you're a bottom top
like,
network.
Like one-sided with it
Eddie,
all the time.
This could be your mission.
It might be.
Yeah. Okay. You guys, here's my latest, I'll call it a crush because it's called the Love Life Crush. And this is by Oh My Bod. And I've been friends with Brian and Suki. They're the owners of Oh My Bod for, again, since I started. They were the first ones. They sent me their Oh My Bod is what it was called. And it connected to your iPod at the time. And it rocked out to your music. And so over the years, they've made some great products. And so when I saw them in Germany as well. And they were like, know how I love Kegels. And they gave me this... their new crush. Okay. So it is so cool because it's a Kegel exerciser that you wear inside you. Obviously has a little balls and you can just wear it around, but it also has vibrations that connects to an app and you can measure the strength of your muscles. So when you tense and relax, it can measure over time. Like there's like 10 different training programs you could do. And then over time it shows how many reps you've done, how much stronger you're getting. Plus it's also like a sex toy as well. Cause it's got like vibration stuff and you control it through the app. Like I said, it measures it, but here's the cool thing. You guys, if you've been listening, you know, I had an issue with the Kegel balls falling out. Apparently I'm not the only one. The thing I love about the Love Life Crush is that it has this anchor. So you put it inside you like this and it locks so it can't
fall. Oh my God, that's awesome.
That is and so great. The other Genius. Reason to do is because a lot of women, what I love about this app too is that they really explain to you how to position it because a lot of times women are doing their Kegels wrong or they put the balls in the wrong place. So this way you anchor it and you can just walk around in a skirt all day. They won't fall on the ground or anything. And it's just the app is super fun. It makes me like excited to do it because it's all measuring. It's all like measuring my progress. I also like the Fun Toys has one too. They sent me the G-Balls too.
G-balls. Oh,
oops. And this one comes with an app. And these are all like silicone, obviously waterproof because you're wearing it inside you. Mm-hmm. But I like this. They have the string. They have a cool app too. But I really like the Crush's little heart string, and their toys are good. So that's on my bot. I don't know what you get that on their website or our website.
Yeah, you can go to Good Vibes.
Goodvibes.com.
Code Emily. Yeah, totally. Might work.
Yeah, I have a question, you guys. Mode. We should answer some emails. But one question I have is, out of everything that you've tried here, I'm just curious, out of all the toys, all the that you've been gifted here, that you've tried and tested, what do you like? What's your favorite? I know it's so hard to choose, like choosing your favorite child.
Yeah, start with Eddie and then go down, because I've probably had the most toys I have to think through.
So mine, in fact, isn't a toy, but it is Joe's silicone lube.
Oh.
I don't know why I'm obsessed with it, because I've tried a lot of silicone lube because I have anal sex. And I was like, all right, like I need to have like a go-to. And I feel like I just wasn't finding it. But then Emily's like, oh, like try this Joe lube. Like we just got him in. And I was like, all right, like I'm going to see what it's about. And I feel it was almost like velvety. I don't know if you can describe a lube as that, because it's liquid.
Right.
But it was like, oh, it was nice and rich and thick. And like, I even use it now to masturbate instead of water based. Like, what? I don't need silicone lube to masturbate, but I do because I'm bougie like that. I
can't. You're so bougie.
And I'm like using silicone lube, like premium silicone
Honey,
lube.
As long as you will never run out of lube.
And I love it.
There's more lube here. I love it. No, I love their lube. That's awesome.
And it's such a simple thing to use. And it just enhances everything. Experience. Yes. So easily.
Love that.
That's my favorite.
Thank you. Joe's silicone lube. It's on our website.
Too. I would have to say because I use it the most, it's the Womanizer. I use that all the time.
Yeah.
But the Womanizer, the pro, the second pro. One. Yeah. Because that one, it's stronger. It has a couple higher settings for it. And like every time that I mean, I switch off though, so I don't like lose my orgasm, you know, because that does happen. But I can just always knock out like 5 or 6 orgasms like so quick. It feels so good. And like,
it does feel so good.
Yeah. And it's like, you kind of just like imagine like, you know, like your partner like going down on you, and that's just how it is. And so for someone who doesn't get that to happen that often, I enjoy that.
Oh, I want that to happen to you. Okay. The Womanizer, we spent a lot of time on that. Is an innovative. That was like the product that came out 2 years ago that like, we know, we love it. The Clit Whisper is what I call it.
Blew everyone out of the water. Yeah. Okay, so I was racking my brain here, and because I've
tried. You can pick like two maybe,
because
you've
had a lot of toys. Yeah, I know. I was trying to think, because I have them in categories in my brain for like most easy to use, or like the ones for special so occasions, hard. You know? Like, so my special occasion, but by far the toy that I've gotten the most pleasure out of has been the Nova, to be perfectly honest, because G-Spot toys were always kind of difficult for me because I don't know. I feel like I might have like a little bit of a slender vagina when it comes to toys. Like I can't handle girthier insertable toys, and it always just feels a little uncomfortable for me. And the Nova, I feel like it was made for me.
Yeah.
Like the first time I put it in, it was like going home. Like I was like, cause it's got the reach around arm that like it's designed. It's amazing. It's like one of those toys where it's like you move it and it's always balanced. Like that clitoral stimulator.
It's like it has a clitoral stimulator and a G-spot. It's a Wee Vibe toy too, the Nova.
Yeah. And so it's like, it's insertable, but it's got this little arm that comes up that never leaves your clitoris. Like it's your clitoris's best friend. They like match from the beginning and don't quit hanging out for the entire time. So you've got the internal and the external. And that's awesome. I don't use it all the time. I feel like I should, but I usually like if I'm going for it quick, I get the most bang for my buck out of the Jeju Mimi still.
Yeah.
I keep coming back to it. I'll take a little break and then I'll come back to it. And it's just like, oh, those deep rumbles. It's what I
rumbles.
Like. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of toys have that. They have that like, it's got that like deep, like full bodied, like it's like when you hear like a guy's really deep voice and you're like, oh, I like that. That's like, that's like what it is. But like against your vagina, it's great.
Oh my God. So here's news from your Aeroplane. They had just they're relaunching all of them with better, but with new buttons. So you know, their buttons were kind of harder to crush. So now they've got these little rubbery buttons and they're cool.
Oh, I'm so know. Excited.
I love it. And I love their penis ring. The Mio?
The Mio, yeah. The Mio. That was up there too. That was one of my favorite.
That's a really good penis
ring.
Yeah. If you guys want like a really good like cock ring that's
durable and
durable,
last.
Yeah, like rechargeable. It's kind of amazing. And you could also use it as a clitoral toy. It's just...
Yeah, all their stuff is soft and silky feeling, too. Like, it's very velvety on the outside. And so, like, the Mio, it just feels luxurious.
Yeah.
Like, God. When you... For, like, something you put around your penis, it's, like, pretty fucking right. fancy.
It's fancy. Feels yeah. good. Okay. Yeah. Good chat. Favorites. Did we all answer? Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay, you guys, I ask our guests these top five questions, and I'm going to ask you guys rapid fire around the room, okay? Mm-hmm. Ready? We'll start. Well, I'll reverse it. I'll mix it up. Okay, but first, biggest turn on Eddie?
Sexual confidence.
Jamie?
Oh, you stole mine. I was going to say.
That's okay.
Well, okay, besides that, this might be conceited. When a guy is super into me, like, but like in a Hello? Sexual way.
No. We love that lust, desire. Yeah. Madison?
The element of surprise, but on me, not on them. Like, I'd like to be the initiator, not the initiated. And so it's a turn on when I get to, like, kind of take charge and, like, surprise my partner with it.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Did not know that. Okay. Biggest turn off, Jamie.
Just absolute silence.
Like, when you're like,
I'm like, is there something wrong? Like, did you get put on mute somehow? I don't know. I don't. Like, I'm like looking for the remote and I'm trying to like turn the volume up. It's broken. And then I try, so and then impressed. It makes me feel weird. I'm like, am I making too much noise? Like,
no.
No, you never.
God, everyone's got to speak up about sex. Let it feel so good to moan. Okay, biggest turn off, Eddie?
When a guy puts his hands on me, when I'm not like hands on me, but hands on my head, when I'm giving him a blowjob, like pushing me down, like I don't
the head
like
push. That same with you, all. Huh?
Like, I've. Same
I hate
with
that
you.
Too. No, yes, I hate that too.
Of course. And like, I've almost. Sometimes I forget, but I'll tell him like, "Hey, like, if I blow you, like, can you not put your head on your hand on my head?"
Ask him for what
They'll
you
be
want.
Like, yeah, and then like some guys will like do it, and I'll just be like, "Whatever."
Like, feel like petting you.
I don't like it.
No, I get you.
Just be like, "Hey, do you want to do this? Like, do you want to take care of yourself in this way?"
Don't pet me. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Biggest turn off, Madison.
My biggest.
I hate calling him Mads.
Yeah. My biggest turn off is what I like to call digging for change, aggressive fingering. Mm. I do not.
Oh,
like.
Ouch! I just got term. Pain.
Oh my God! Yeah, it's painful, and it's just. I mean, like I always say, it's like they're trying to jiggle a gumball free from a gumball machine, and they're just like, maybe if I just rattle it, she's gonna squirt, gosh. And it's like, no, dude, you're bruising my vagina.
It's so that's like the go-to move for so many. So I think many younger guys too. And some older who just don't never learn that's not how you start. Guys are used to it. They start that way.
I coined that term when I was in high school because I at one point was hooking up with a guy and I was like, ow, like it hurts so bad. And I was telling my friend about it. And so she listened to the podcast and heard you mention, you're like, Madison's term, digging for change. And she texted me and was like, oh my God, like I can't believe you're still using that. That's
it's
so
a good
funny.
One.
It's
we
like
got a good laugh.
Exactly what it is I though. Love it. Friggin' the worst.
I think we're teaching a lot of lessons here to people and learning a lot. I'm learning a lot about you. I thought I knew everything about you. Okay, craziest place you've gotten busy, Madison.
I'm so boring. I have had sex in so many bathrooms. Like, I mean, this is a weird thing to say, but like bathrooms at parties, bathrooms in hotels, like bathrooms at events, probably, like just random bathrooms. Yeah.
Okay. Like some antibacterial stuff around. Wipes.
Oh, yeah. You know no, that. Thank you. Okay. No, I mean, I'm very
just
clean
kidding.
Person.
We've all done that.
Okay. You can always pee after.
Craziest place you've gotten busy, Jamie.
I would have to say it's a tie between the Target dressing room.
Oh wow! Yeah, they got serious cameras in there. I think
no. Okay, so this is the one thing. It's like the Target by my house. It's like when you go to the lady, it's like, oh, I have 7 items, and they're like, okay, here's your thing. There's no difference now between the women's and the men's side. And then also, as soon as you walk past the desk, they can't see you going into the thing. So, you know, my boyfriend at the time and I went into the room and then we were changing. And this was actually a surprise to me. I didn't know that we were going to have sex.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, since we were changing and trying on clothes, he was just like, well, I mean, I just turned around and he just had a boner. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm pretty down. We have to be very quiet.
Wow, yeah. I think it could be like a legal target. Good for you, Target. Wonder if it was my Target then that I obsessed. Jamie, that's hilarious. Okay, I love it. People, Target's open, I guess, for business. Eddie, crazy place you got busy.
I would say my kitchen table. That was almost like a fantasy. Oh my God, I'm telling all these like parents
throw
stories.
You down and on the
kind
table?
Of. Well, actually, it was more of like we got to my house, no one was home, and like we were making out on like the door. And then, like, we got to the fridge. I don't know how we ended up, not, like, eating in the fridge, but we got to the fridge. And then, like, I, like, walked by the table, and I was like, oh, like, no, I shouldn't. And then he was like, do you want to? And I'm like, oh, like, I've always wanted to, like, but, like, I never, like, tried it. And he just, like, picks up my legs, and it was, like, so hot. He's like, he doesn't slam me down, but he, like, puts me down. And he's like, just, like, lay down, like, I got you. And it was amazing.
Oh, just being held. Just and, being like, held. And,
like, it was kind of, like, an open space. Even though I knew no one was going to walk in, like, it was just, like, hot. And I had, like, a window open on the side. Like, oh, somebody could have seen, yeah, a breeze. Because I need a little breeze in my life. I'm getting a little hot talking about it.
Okay. You guys will answer that. Sexiest word to you, Eddie? I'm making you double speak.
I know.
Sorry, Jamie. Sexiest word to you.
I don't know if I've ever even thought about that.
I think whenever we ask
you guests,
whenever we ask guests this, I'm always like, oh my God, that's so hard. Like, I have no
this
idea.
Is actually really hard. Well, I'm reading orgasm right now, so I'm just going to say orgasm.
Okay. You're reading the word orgasm on the wall. That happens. Sexiest word to you.
Wow. Yeah, okay. I know. Honestly, unlike Jamie, I actually really enjoy, not like silence as far as moaning goes, but like I don't like a lot of talking during sex. And so I think that maybe for me, like the sexiest word is no word at all. Let's just let it happen.
Yeah. Okay, what's the one thing you wish you could tell your partners about female pleasure, male pleasure that they don't know? I'm going to say to the women, I'm going to say, what do you think that you guys are?
That I wish all men knew about.
Yes. And Eddie, what do you wish all men knew about men pleasure? Because you're with men primarily. Yeah.
Well, I was recently talking to another guy who was asking me, like, he's a virgin. So he's like, hey, so, like, do you have any tips? Like, I want to have sex. But he's like, I don't know how to go about it. And I was telling him, honestly, like, take your time. Like, don't be in a rush. And I'm like, and if, when you do get to that point, like, make sure you know your body well and, like, let someone know your body too. Because I'm like, there's no point in trying to force something that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe in, like, body compatibility, I guess, as in, like, not every person you have sex with is going to feel right. Even if you're doing everything right, it won't. So just to know your body.
Yeah, and it's okay to like stop a sexual situation definitely. If it doesn't feel good. That's good. Okay. Thank you. What's the one thing you wish you could tell men, I guess, about your sexuality, about female pleasure that they don't know? What don't guys know?
It's so funny. I feel like our job is to tell men all the time about female pleasure. Yeah. So it's like a really funny thing. But I guess like for me personally, just that arousal for women is not an on-off switch. There's like a lot of different paths, and just because something worked one time doesn't mean it's gonna work the next time, or just because one, you know, particular sexual encounter was like great doesn't mean that the next one where you try to do the same thing is gonna happen. It's
yeah, your boyfriend's not getting a blowjob again tonight, so he's gotta relax.
I just mean that there's like it's like very complex, and so it's like trying different things all the time as opposed to just like one formula.
I like it.
Yeah.
James,
I would say James, definitely. Because, you know, when you're listening to your partner, like, really listen. Because there's been so many times when I've been having sex with someone and they've been hitting the spot, you know, really well. And I'm like, keep doing that. And for whatever reason, they just switch it up. Because I don't know if that makes them feel so like they're about to come. Because for us, it's like, for women, once you're hitting that spot, if you do something wrong, it's not just like, oh, like it's going to maybe take like a minute or two. Like you drop back down to zero.
Lose it.
Yes. Like someone, you completely,
right.
You have
right.
To
keep going.
And then it makes us
frustrated
because we're going to take even longer to orgasm from that. So I think it's just like literally like really listen and also do your research. Because you can listen as much as you want. But if you don't know what you're doing down there in the vagina, like literally look at a diagram.
Yeah. Not true. Listen to the podcast. I know a lot of couples listen to the show together or they've learned a lot from it or Google it. Like look up the like female pleasure. The vagina knows what it looks like. Know how it works.
Yeah. Just know your way around the female anatomy. I mean,
women don't even know the way around their own anatomy a lot of times. So men, like we all need to learn together. We are encouraging men and women to learn. Eddie's learning his anatomy.
Yeah. Eddie's learning things he never needed to know about female anatomy too.
Yes.
He understands a little more too.
Okay, you guys, this was epic. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I've so much more that I want to talk to you guys about. So we're going to do part two.
Yeah.
I think.
Part two.
Stay tuned.
Or let's just say this is going to be ongoing because I love you guys. I really appreciate you, everything that you do. And thank you for making it so awesome. Sex with Emily, such a incredible place and helping so many people. And
where dreams are made.
Yeah. Saving the world one orgasm at a time. Saving the world. Emily's original business card.
My original business card, saving the world one. Okay, so thank you for helping me save the world one orgasm at a time. And I think that's all we got time for. It's a bit of longy, right? Is there anything else, Madison, that I did not mention that I'm supposed to?
No, I mean, I think we're all good. The Dream Lube survey.
Dream Lube. Oh, yeah. Okay, so you know that I love lube. Check this out. First of all, you've all been awesome because a lot of you have already done this. But if you haven't yet, it's only up for another few more weeks. Go to sexwithemily.com/dreamlube. We're doing a short survey because we all together are creating a dream lube. Because the people at Joe, you know, we love their lube. They want to create a brand new lube that we all designed together. And 10 of you are going to win a Joe prize package. And just take a quick survey. And your response has actually been amazing so far. I've been reading all of them. And we're going to make some killer lube. So check that out. And again, thank you to my amazing team. Thank you to Eddie and Jamie and Madison, Lori and Nate, who's doing the sound here. And Ken, I just love you all. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Listeners and friends, they're always asking me how to spice up their relationships. They all want to know how to bring the spark back. One great way is to add in some variety. Well, our good friends at AdamandEve.com know all about that. AdamandEve.com is where you'll find all my favorite high-end toys, like the Magic Wand and the WeVibe Tango, as well as every formula of quality lube you can think of. You should all be using lube, by the way, if I haven't made that clear. Try out Pure or Sliquid. Adam and Eve sells those as well. The folks at AdamandEve.com are pleasers, so they put together a special deal for Sex with Emily listeners. If you order today and use code Emily, they'll cut the price of almost any single item in half. Not enough for you? They'll also toss in 3 free DVDs and ship it all to you for free. And for a limited time, they will include a free gift. It's a sexy premium silicone pleasure ring. Rings are a great way to enhance intercourse, and if you haven't tried one before, this is the time. It can help guys stay harder longer while providing that crucial clitoral stimulation that most women need to orgasm during intercourse. Get your free ring, free shipping, free DVDs, and 50% off any item. Go to AdamandEve.com and use code Emily at checkout.